went here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us. Hope you had a very happy Thanksgiving weekend for all of our listeners in the United States. We're going to be focusing on two big stories in the world of soccer tonight: the potential end of the WPS and possibly what will happen to those players, the teams, etc. And then the second story, the tragic suicide of former EPL star and the manager of the Welsh national team, Gary Speed, which happened on Sunday. We'll be joined by the president of the Western New York Flash, Alex Salen, and she's going to discuss the status of the Flash and of the WPS. And Dick Howard will be with us to talk about Gary Speed and WPS as well. And we'll also have with us one of the top players for the Rochester Lancers and the Rochester Rhinos, Andrew Hoxie, will be joining us. And now here's our host, Lancers Wall of Famer Joe Sirianni.
Good evening, Andrew, and good evening, everyone. And what a dilemma that we're in. Here I thought that we suckers on the verge of expanding, and now we're on the verge of disbanding. And you know, it pains me to. That something like this should happen. So you and I were discussing it before, and really, well, you know, I am of the opinion that
let's set the stage here. So people may not have heard of what's going on here. What happened is that I actually received an email from Scott Vallow yesterday. Of course, Scott Vallow, the assistant coach of the Western New York Flash, and according to this, there's a petition that was actually started by Alex Salen, who we're going to have on tonight. And it says here, just read what it says: women's professional soccer faces a serious threat to its existence in the United States due to the latest decision by U.S. Soccer, which is requiring the league to have six teams in the next 14 days for the 2012 season. The league currently has five teams and is in danger of losing its sanctioning from U.S. Soccer, despite the fact the league has already had strong indications for expansion for the 2013 season. So that's the story. This is coming from U.S. Soccer, and they may not de-sanction the league or maybe drop them to Division II. What that means is basically the U.S. national team players and probably players from other national teams would not play in the league if it is non-sanctioned or if it's Division II.
Well, let's go back just a little bit and let's analyze this thing. When the league booted out Magic Jack, okay, I'm sure that those people who are in charge of the league, they knew of the consequence of not having an enough team, the sixth team. It would have been atrocious. I would think you're using a word that is really indicating my frustration for them to kick out Magic Jack when they knew by doing this they would destroy the league. So they must have some inkling, you know, of what was going to happen. They must have had some communication and discussion with U.S. Soccer.
We're assuming that. Yeah, we don't know that for sure.
So the whole thing, from our perspective right now, that all our analysis and all our belief is based on something that something that we received as an email that you just read, that the league was in trouble. And of course, we knew that when we 2 weeks ago when we spoke to the president of the league,
Jennifer O'Sullivan,
we brought the subject up to her, and she said that they were working feverishly to get another team because they understood the consequences. But she also said that they were going to operate with five teams. So if that was the case, for her to say that, she must have had some discussion with U.S. Soccer in general. Now, that's what we assume, and that's what basically she told us, that she was confident that they could operate with five teams, but they were looking to expand in 2013.
Correct.
Okay, they had somebody. Now, let's just use the scenario, okay, that you and I were talking about. The league go defunct, okay? And, the United States national team player, which is probably range between 25 and 30 total, okay, they go and they train for 8 months, like you said, to prepare themselves for the Olympics. You know, I would think that the league has a responsibility, not the league, U.S. Soccer has a responsibility to those other players that no longer have a job, you know, with making good money. Because if they go back to a lower league, if they have to go back to a lower league, then, you know, their income is affected by all this.
There would be no popularity, income, pretty much.
And their popularity will go, and they're drawing popularity, they're building the sport for women. It will take maybe not a small step, a big step back.
You wouldn't see a pro league like WPS ever again.
It's not conceivable in my mind that U.S. soccer will risk that when we are in the process of building, you know, I'm building soccer, women's soccer in the United States. And let's not forget that women's soccer really is, last year did a tremendous job. You know, they sold out a couple of things. They sold out with the national team play, and it's all due to the popularity of those women that play the game, that they were able to capture the imagination of the United States soccer. So I won't be too much, even though I fear it. I feel like U.S. soccer can't risk that.
Well, I don't want to get too much into this right now because we're going to talk to Alex Sandler. Let me make one comment. Remember, a number of months ago, we talked with April Heinrichs, former U.S. national team coach who now works in U.S. soccer. And we asked her why U.S. soccer does not put more money into WPS. And she said that if they did that, they would spend their entire budget on WPS and that they were going to spend their money in youth development and other things outside of WPS. And you wonder if U.S. soccer is really behind the WPS at this point. But we're going to find out more from Alex Salen. She'll have all the information. That's going to be at 7:15. We're going to mention real quick also that, the Lancers, they beat Syracuse in Syracuse for their first road win and then got, I don't want to even say the pun, but Baltimore beat them handily on Saturday, 26-9, I believe, was the score. They'll get another shot at Baltimore this coming Saturday at 7 o'clock at the Blue Cross Arena. And then, between then, they're going to play in Norfolk against the Sharks, team that has not won a game yet, I don't believe. So that'll be on Thursday night. You can watch that game on USL Live. I also want to mention that the Rochester Rhinos have signed two new players for the upcoming season. Jack Traynor, who played for the champion Orlando City Lions, will join the Rhinos, and he played with AC St. Louis in the past. And Michael Zaher, who played with DC United in the San Jose Earthquakes and was part of the Charleston Battery last year, has also joined the Rhinos. So Jesse Myers already tooling up for the 2012 season.
Well, I was at the Rhinos office this afternoon, and I ran into Jesse, and he told me the same thing that they just announced. And he also said that they are looking to sign another forward, a center forward, and he didn't want to tell me the name, but I think he's working very hard at assembling his team for the 2012.
It might be Carlos Tevez. He's looking for a team right now. He can't even get a transfer. I know Juve wanted him, but he wouldn't go or something. But
well, no, let me tell you something. The Tevez situation, according to the Italian news that I read, is that nobody won't spend that much money to assume his contract. And secondly, he's a very difficult guy, much like Mario Balotelli.
Who got sent off on the weekend. Yeah. But before we go to our first break, I just want to mention, I want to thank one of our sponsors, Dr. David Olivo, who is my dentist and Joe's dentist. I went to see him today and got my semi-annual cleaned, and I'll have to go see him again, unfortunately, in a few weeks. But we want to thank him for being a sponsor. He's already going to be a sponsor for the upcoming 2012 radio broadcast year. So, by the way, if anybody out there who has a business would like to advertise on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, you can send an email to either joe@soccerisakickinthegrass.com or to myself, andrew@soccerisakickinthegrass.com, or give WYSL a call at 346-3000. When we come back here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, we'll be joined by Mr. Zero Dick Howard. We'll give you all the latest international news and, of course, a report on the death of Welsh manager Gary Speed over the weekend. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Greg Sutton, and you're listening to Soccer's Kick in the Grass.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Club seat passes are just $200, and buying two club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HANAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
Kusha Kush, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com. We'll be right back.
The Rochester Lancers are back. The Lancers play their next home match this Saturday, December the 3rd at the Blue Cross Arena against the Baltimore Blast. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Get your tickets through Ticketmaster by visiting any Waywinds location or by calling the Lancers at 872-KICK. Go to RochesterLancers.com to see the complete schedule of matches. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And Dick Howard's appearance is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsburgh, Northfield Commons. Get all your Christmas shopping done, whether you're a fan of the Rochester Lancers, U.S. Soccer, Bob Marley, the Grateful Dead. If you want your shirts embroidered, if you want something for your child's or your own soccer teams embroidered, bags, uniforms, etc., Top Notch Monogramming is the place to go. Tony will take care of you. 248-2650 is the number. Good evening, Dick. How are you?
Good evening, guys.
Good evening, and
well, you said hello to me.
Yeah, I said,
Joe.
No, I just
about 15 minutes ago.
How are you?
Not too bad at all. Maybe the t-shirts with regards to soccer's a kick in the grass. Have you got your own special t-shirts, Andrew?
We don't have those. You know, we gotta get those made up. We actually haven't done that. But Joe actually got a sign made up for the side of his car with our. You saw that when we were here. But, Dick, we want to talk about what happened on Sunday, and I think it shocked all of the British soccer world and probably all over the world. A guy who played for Everton for one season, I think he played for one or two seasons, but played in the EPL more games than anybody but David James, I believe. He's the most appearances by a field player. We're talking about Gary Speed, and I think it's just a shocking situation, especially that he was, I guess he attended the Man U match on Saturday with, I forget who he went with, it was reported, but he was on a TV show on Saturday,
yeah,
went to the Man U match,
and
then they found him dead on Sunday.
Unbelievable. I think the football community in the United Kingdom is absolutely devastated by the news, because he was a model professional. You know, when you talk about model professionals in this day and age, of course, you've got to be a very special person. But with regards to his teams that he's played on, playing with the national team, well, you know, he was just the person that everybody looked towards, and he set such tremendous standards. And he was doing an excellent job getting Wales back on track again with regards to the international game. And to have that happen, it's just devastated so many people, players that played for him, played with him, and it's just too difficult to fathom, you know, why a young man would take his own life, which seems to be the case at such a young age.
42 years old.
I know, it is unbelievable, but, you know, once the tabloids are going to begin to investigate and look into it, I just hope that, you know, the reason why he took his life was only one of depression and not of anything else that somebody might have brought to him in his life. You know, that it is unfortunate. 42 years old, he's got he's a tremendous guy, tremendous success in soccer.
He was awarded with the MBE.
The MBE, member of the British Empire, for his services to the sport. And as I say, he was in such high regard by so many people in the world of football, and for that to happen, it's just devastated people. And as I say, it's something that, as Joe mentioned, you know, hopefully you know, the truth will come out as to why this tragic event has happened. You've got a wife, you know, two children. It's devastating.
You know, the people of England have really reached out to his family, and they're, I think I said it, this is a tremendous show of support. But I want to ask you, did you ever have a chance to meet him?
I never met him, no, but people that I, you know, Welsh fans that had met him were always very impressed by his overall attitude. You know, as I mentioned, a model professional, and was the right kind of person to take over, you know, with the national team of Wales, relatively limited coaching experience, but really had, in the few months that he'd been in charge, had made quite the difference.
Well, Dick, you know, it's a waste that a 42 years old, you know, 42 years old man with a family and stuff like, you know, and a future ahead of his, ahead of him. It's really, you know, it's really unbelievable. But sometime, you know, the mind, our mind, or the mind of human beings, it's really a boggle to think that, you know, it takes a lot of courage, in my opinion, for someone to take his life, because it's
something
had the German goalkeeper, I think Roberto Enke, who, you know, committed suicide, and I think that was, that devastated the German football family. And apparently, you know, he was suffering from severe depression, and it just got to him in the end. And it, you know, just tragic that these things happen to anybody, you know, when they're sportsmen, of course, they're high profile, and then people will remember that, but it's happening every day in our society, and this just brings it very much to the fore when it happens to somebody who's held in such high regard in the sports world.
Well, Dick, the two stories we're focusing on tonight, the first one we just talked about, Gary Speed, the other one is the possibility that WPS may not be back next year. And I know from a Canadian standpoint, obviously, with the Flash and Christine Sinclair and Candace Chapman and other players that are in the WPS from the Canadian national team, this is certainly a shocking story that has just surfaced in the last few days. And we're going to have Alex Salen on a little bit later, but what are your thoughts on this?
Well, hopefully it can be resolved, but I think, is it a minimum of 8 teams have to be?
That's the rule of U.S. soccer, that a league has to have at least 8 teams to be sanctioned. Now, WPS had a waiver, they've had a waiver, I believe, going back a ways, because they've not had 6 teams. But one point that I didn't bring up in the first segment, the North American Soccer League in 1969 had 5 teams. We all know what happened in the 1970s to the North American Soccer League. I mean, obviously,
and
it could be apples to oranges,
Mr. Shiano,
but still.
Mr. Dinolfo, yeah, that's right. Saved the league.
He certainly did. I mean, Joe Salen pretty much saved the WPS by coming in with the Flash last year, and we won the championship. But I hope cooler heads are going to prevail.
What? You know, Dick, I like your opinion on this, because, you know, when we talk about, you know, in the first segment, I said that, you know, if the league just said that the league goes defunct, you know, you're going to have maybe 30 players that are going to go and be full-time for the national team. But you look at the other, at the 5 teams that each carry between 25, I think they carry 20 players.
Yeah.
You know, those people, you know, the league cannot assume the responsibility, I would think, to put those people unemployed. You know, I mean, there's got to be something that ethical and morally correct.
Well,
and,
you know,
I won't see why the league will risk destroying the league.
Well, the thing is, of course, this is the second attempt with professional soccer, women's professional soccer in North America, and you can't see it, you know, a third time it continuing. So it really is vital that WPS survive and continue. It's, as you mentioned, challenging because of the situation now with the U.S. national team players that are playing in the league, as well as the Canadian national team players, because those players need to play at the top level. And with you know, the possible demise of a WPS, they probably go into the W League, which is not at the same level, and you wouldn't get, obviously, the quality players like a Marta that would be coming over to play in the league. So it really is crucial at the moment. I'm just saddened that you know, that there can't be something brought to the forefront where you get the cooperation, you know, from MLS teams, you know, Major League Soccer, that they're starting to now get into the youth development, so they're taking more of a club structure with age group teams. And it would be great if they could sort of say, well, we feel that women's football, women's soccer, it's vital that continue, and that support come in that area. I know it's maybe thinking very optimistically, but you know, you see it happening in England. You've got some of the clubs like Arsenal, Everton, I know in particular, they are able to give some assistance to a women's team that takes on their colours and represent the club in a professional league in the United Kingdom, or in England for that matter.
Let me ask you a two-part question. First of all, you know, Andrew and I were discussing this. Andrew said, well, some of the players that won't be part of the national team players, they go play in Europe. So my question to you is, you think that's viable? And secondly, my other question is that, you know, soccer in general, is, you know, especially the women game, has progressed a lot last year. Now, commonly known as a new sport for women, could they really afford to kill it?
Well, you would like to think that given the participation of the young girls, the young women that are playing the sport in North America, that there would be, you know, an area where when they graduate, they get out of college or university, that there's a league that they can participate in. In answer to your first question, there are some of the Canadian players that currently play in Scandinavia that play in leagues in Europe, and that is always an outlet. But then it becomes very difficult, as you well know, in bringing those players back to prepare them for national team games. It's a lot better if they're playing in North America, in Canada, or in the United States, for the coach to, you know, have and implement training camps and the like. But it's very much a philosophical question, Joe. And the thing is, of course, that as we've talked about in weeks past, you know, football is not a profitable proposition in many parts of the world, and clubs are struggling to survive. I just like to think that there is a place and a key place in Canada and the United States for a professional league for the top female players, and hopefully that this will be addressed and there will be a WPS in the upcoming season, but it certainly doesn't look good at the moment. Whether that means, you know, maybe some Canadian teams getting involved, I really don't know. I don't have my finger on the pulse in that area, but it would be really tragic for this league to fold, because I don't think there will be a third chance for women's professional soccer to come back to North America.
And I think the big thing, Dick, is that it is such a popular sport in the United States and Canada. More so than in Europe and in South America, because of Title IX, and because of the 1999 World Cup. Those generation of girls started watching these players, and now the new generation of young girls are watch the 2010 team. Their heroes are, you know, Abby Wambach and Alex Morgan and Hope Solo and those players. And having that league is going to be so important. And again, we're going to talk about this with Alex Salen, because obviously these are very valid points, but the question is, what is U.S. soccer thinking? I think that's really going to be what has to be answered. But before we let you go, Dick, we don't have enough time to go through other international news, but one big thing happened over the weekend, and that was Barcelona, their 29-match unbeaten streak was ended by unfashionable Getafe in La Liga, which is a very big surprise. And I guess the Barca dominated the match possession-wise, but there was no finding the back of the net.
No, and Real Madrid just go on. I watched their game, the Madrid derby, quite a feisty encounter, with Real Madrid, of course, coming out on top, Ronaldo banging in a couple of goals again. But the one game I really enjoyed was the Liverpool-Manchester City game. The expulsion of Mario Balotelli notwithstanding, it was a tremendous game, and I was so impressed with the goalkeeping. I thought Reina and Joe Hart were just absolutely superb for young goalkeepers to watch how you should play between the posts. I think you saw it there with those two goalkeepers, and the save by Joe Hart late on, again, Andy Carroll, I thought could well be the save of the season. It was just absolutely superb. I was even applauding and watching it.
Well, tomorrow we've got Serie A action. I believe this is the makeup week, and Juve against Napoli is the big match.
Good game. It's going to be a good one, but a good win over Lazio, Joe.
Oh, that's for sure.
Yeah,
I was getting worried watching the game, but hey, that's the way it went.
It was a good competitive encounter, and I enjoyed watching that game. But no, it was a good win for La Vecchia Signora.
Yep.
And of course, we can't forget this Saturday, big matchup in the EPL. It's Newcastle hosting Chelsea, and mm-hmm. Chelsea actually picked up a couple points
over
the weekend.
Well, easy for the boys in blue, Andrew.
How about that?
No. Newcastle did
exactly well. Dick, thanks a lot for being with us, as always, and we will talk to you again next week. We look at the last matches in the European Champions League, or UEFA Champions League group stage.
Yeah, look forward to it, guys. All the best. Bye
thanks,
for now.
Thanks, Dick. Ciao. Bye-bye. Dick Howard here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass with his insightful commentary from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. When we come back, we'll look at the Rochester Lancers and the Rochester Rhinos together as we bring on forward Andrew Hoxie here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
This is Dave Sarek, and I listen to Soccer as a Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend.
Your local sports leader.
You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web.
FM 92.1. And News Power 1040. WYSL.
Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
The Rochester Lancers are back. The Lancers play their next home match this Saturday, December the 3rd at the Blue Cross Arena against the Baltimore Blast. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Get your tickets through Ticketmaster by visiting any Wegmans location or by calling the Lancers at 872-KICK. Go to RochesterLancers.com to see the complete schedule of matches. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National Team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Club seat passes are just $200, and buying two club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti, Joe Redcard, Sirianni. Don't forget our Facebook page is facebook.com/radiosoccer. And our Twitter page is twitter.com/radiosoccer. You can get there from our website at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. And also at our Facebook page right now, there is a link to the petition that has been started by Flash President Alex Salen to save WPS, asking the U.S. Soccer to sanction WPS for 2012 season, and we encourage everybody to sign this petition. We do not want to lose the Western New York Flash. This was one of the best parts of the summer, Joe. 15,000 people plus when Abby came in here with Magic Jack right after the World Cup. I mean, the success of this franchise cannot be understated. They did tremendous work this year.
Well, let me tell you one thing, Andrew. I as a fan of soccer and as a fan of women's soccer, I mean, how can anyone really fathom the idea that the U.S. soccer is going to let go by the wayside? I believe, I know she has a couple granddaughter. They live and die for Alex Morgan. They're thinking about Alex Morgan all the time. Those are 10 to 12 years old girls that I know. And imagine all the other girls that have attended the game. They got the picture of this girl, of the woman professional soccer on their wall, that they have their hero, Hope Solo, all those people, Albie Wambach. How can they disillusion and take a chance of disillusion all these things? I mean, it's unheard of. I hope the U.S. soccer has used their brains instead of their butt.
No, the more like their pocketbook.
Whatever, the pocketbook. But the pocketbook, sometimes it's not what they're using, because they look into their job is to promote soccer, not to kill it. I know that they have a responsibility to manage. I know they have a responsibility, to make sure that everything goes well. But the reality of the thing is that they have an obligation to promote soccer. And right now, the women's soccer is taking hold. There is a lot of people that are following. A lot of people invest their money. A lot of people have bought tickets. So, my interpretation of U.S. soccer.
Okay, we'll put that on hold because we'll have Alex Salen on our next segment. Right now we're joined by a gentleman who does double duty here in Rochester with the Rochester Rhinos as an outdoor player and at the Rochester Lancers indoors. We're happy to be joined by Andrew Hoxie, and Andrew's appearance brought to you by the Rochester Lancers. This Saturday, 7 o'clock, it's the rematch against the Baltimore Blast. Get your tickets by calling 872-KICK or going to rochesterlancers.com. Andrew, thanks for joining us tonight. How you doing?
Doing well, man. Doing well.
Okay, I'm really glad to hear that. You've really turned things around over the last couple of games. I mean, I know Joe, my partner Joe, he tends to criticize you a lot. I like the way you play because I like to have it, seeing the skills in a big man. But the last few games, though, you've really gotten the scoring touch going, knocking, I believe, at least four goals in the last few games. So what's been the turnaround, do you think, from in your play from the first couple games to the last few games?
I mean, I've been trying to learn a lot, and I have in the last few games. But, I mean, once I've gotten my confidence down a little bit more, I've been able to score more goals, which has been nice. So, yeah.
Do you think the defenders are a little bit surprised? These guys, they probably haven't seen you play, that they have the foot skills that you do. So you beat a couple of defenders with some very crafty moves before slotting the ball into the back of the net.
Yeah, I think I can surprise a few people here and there. So I don't try to get too greedy and beat the whole team, but one guy is enough, and hopefully I can put it in the back of the net or get an assist or something good like that. So.
Certainly, and this past week it really was the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, as somebody once said, more
yeah.
famous than I. You play against Syracuse on the road the day before Thanksgiving, and really a huge win for the franchise, winning that first road match 22-13, but then Saturday the very experienced Baltimore Blast came in, and I've talked with Joe, who has actually had to go off for a meeting, but that I was most concerned about the experienced teams in the MISL causing some problems, and obviously that happened on Saturday. Baltimore came in and took it to us.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they're definitely an experienced team, and they got a lot of veterans, and I mean, but the thing is, like, they're beatable, and if we cut down on some of the mistakes we made in the back, just tracking back and, just cut down on those, then, I mean, they're a beatable team. So, I mean, we're trying to be positive in this week of training, and we got Norfolk coming up on Thursday, so hopefully we can beat them, and then we got Baltimore again on Saturday, and then that's at home, and hopefully we can... get our chance at them again. So
certainly, and then we're with Andrew Hawks here from the Rochester Lancers and the Rochester Rhinos, and it's a good thing. In this league, it seems this is a little bit different than outdoor soccer. I think from a momentum standpoint, you could get beat pretty badly by a team one match, and then just come back and beat them the next time around, just like what happened with Baltimore and Syracuse. Syracuse went into Baltimore and won very surprisingly,
yeah,
jumping out to a 14-0 lead.
Mm-hmm.
But on Sunday, the Blast turned it around and beat Syracuse. So,
yeah,
really, it's a very different situation the way this league works. And I think that having seen them play last Saturday, play against them, Andrew, that this Saturday I think could be a very different result.
Yeah, I can tell you now, it's going to be a lot more competitive. And like you said, I mean, anything in indoor, anything can happen. Like, I mean, just the results vary from, just like in outdoor, but indoor, so many goals are scored, so pretty much anything can happen. So
that's for sure. And I know that the trip to Norfolk, we don't want to slight the Sharks, even though they have not really done very well out of the gate. But it's,
yeah,
obviously it's a long trip for you guys. Are you guys driving down, or are you flying down?
Yeah, unfortunately, we're hopping on a bus, so it should be a good 11-hour, 12-hour bus ride, and then after the game, head back to Rochester, and then get ready for the game on Saturday. So
that's going to be tough. I know it's tough to have two matches, especially when you have an 11 hours up, 11 hours back. Make sure you guys get some good sleep on the bus. I took the trip down to New York. I know it's you guys can stretch out a little bit on those nice luxury bus lines, but
yeah,
still it's tough. I mean, especially having to turn around, play two nights later, at least the night game on Saturday, so you get a little extra time to prepare. But I know,
yeah,
that. Tell us about your, before we let you go, tell us about your experience with the Lancers versus the Rhinos. What's different for you playing and working with a different set of guys that you do on the from when the Rhinos versus the Lancers?
As far as with the Rhinos, I feel it's a little easier to mesh as chemistry wise outdoor. And indoor, there's a lot of different factors, and the game happens so fast, so we've still been trying to get our chemistry down. And so, I mean, that's been one of the major differences, I think. But with the Lancers, I mean, we're getting it. It's coming. In training, it's coming. So people are getting better and better in each day. So, and the guys are starting to get to know each other a lot more in the locker room. So, yeah, we got a good group of guys, and it's going to be positive for the rest of the year, I believe. So,
well, hey, we're looking forward to seeing you this Saturday night at 7 o'clock, Blue Cross Arena, the Baltimore Blast, one of the best teams in the MISL for the round two of this multiple game series during the MISL season. We look forward to it. Andrew, thanks for being on the show. Good luck, and have a safe trip on Thursday, and we'll see you on Saturday at the Blue Cross Arena.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
No problem. Andrew Hoxie here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we return, we'll be joined by the club president and defender from the Western New York Flash, Alex Salen. We'll find out the latest news on WPS and what's going on with the league. That's next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
top-notch monogramming is...
Soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk. Save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Start saving today. Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Club seat passes are just $200, and buying two club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salins Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. Six locations in the Rochester area, including in the city, Irondequoit, Greece, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HAHNAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Lancers are back. The Lancers play their next home match this Saturday, December the 3rd at the Blue Cross Arena against the Baltimore Blast. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Get your tickets through Ticketmaster by visiting any Wegmans location or by calling the Lancers at 872-KICK. Go to RochesterLancers.com to see the complete schedule of matches. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here running out the rest of the show. Joe's gone off to a special important meeting. So in just a moment, we'll be joined by Alex Salin to talk about what's going on with the Western New York Flash and WPS. Just want to mention again, for Soccer on Television coming up tomorrow, it's Juventus and Napoli, 2:45 on Fox Soccer Channel. And also coming up, if you want to see the LA Galaxy in action, of course, David Beckham, Landon Donovan. It looks like Bex may stay in LA. Posh wants to stay in LA, so hopefully she can convince Bex to sign that contract with the Galaxy. 7 a.m. on Wednesday, the Galaxy live from Indonesia against the Indonesian All-Stars. So wish the Galaxy the best, the MLS champions on their Far East tour. But right now, let's get back to our big topic of the day, the WPS situation. And we're happy to be joined now by the president of the Western New York Flash, Alex Salin. And Alex's appearance is brought to you by Salin's Meat Products. You can get them at Wegmans and Tops at all fine food stores. Information is available at Salin.com for all of the products that Salin's does and puts out for the Western New York area and beyond. Alex, thanks for joining us. I wish this was under better circumstances, but we wanted to get you on to talk about this situation. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. And, hopefully we can spread the word and get something going here.
Well, let's go back to the beginning again. When did you first hear from U.S. Soccer regarding this, I guess, this change in the supposed, not the policy, I guess, but what you thought was going to happen with the season where the league would go with five teams? And that's what Jennifer Sullivan told us a few weeks ago when we had her on the show. Now U.S. Soccer looks like they've changed their mind for some reason. Give us what you've heard. Firsthand.
Yeah, I'm not sure when they sanction the league, like what time of year. I guess it must be around now. And I think the owners found out late Sunday night that they were giving the league 14 days to get a sixth team, that they wouldn't be sanctioning the league with five teams. So obviously that was never in my mind, or I think any other player or, you know, person from the league, just or like within the organization. We never thought that U.S. Soccer would come with that. Our worry was always, well, is every owner going to be committed if there's only five teams? So I think that was our worry, not necessarily U.S. Soccer. So it kind of came as a shock. And I think it took the league and everyone just a few days to just kind of like refocus and be like, okay, what are we going to do now? So I think that's why it took a few days for anyone to even really hear about it. And then Jennifer came out with the New York Times article on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. And obviously it was a holiday week too, so that makes it more difficult to get things done just because people are out of town and with their families and everything. So, yeah, I mean, just from our end, it was definitely a shock. We're just trying to go from there and collect ourselves and do the best that we can creating awareness for this because, as we've seen prior to this, you know, you can't force the league to put someone in the sixth team. You know, it takes more than someone with money. You need the right person in there. That's the situation pretty much. So.
And like I said, it had to be absolutely shocking. And by the way, when this announcement came out, I just want to let everybody know that the U.S. Soccer did sanction the new North American Soccer League for 2012 officially. But I want to mention the NASL. I don't know if you knew this. I think I mentioned it. I mentioned it on the show and put it out that the NASL in 1969 had five teams in it. And they actually lost the team in 69. They were going to go under, and the Lancers and the Washington Darts moved over from the American Soccer League to make it a six-team league. And we know what happened in the NASL in the 70s. It grew to incredible stature. But the league has a professional men's league in this country has played with five teams before. It's not unheard of. And Joe and I were speculating about why this is happening, and the only thing that we could think of is that U.S. Soccer wants the national team players together all the way up to the Olympic Games, and they don't want to have them released from club teams. I mean, I hate to think that's the reason why this is being done now, but I can't think of any other reason why this would happen, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I can't comment on their motive.
Obviously not.
Obviously, for some of the national team players, I think it was tough for them, you know, balancing their schedule and juggling it, but I think that when you reach that level, I think that there comes a certain responsibility with that, and, you know, if you're playing at that level, I mean, everyone in the world balances that. Like, all the men's teams balance that with their national teams, and they play far more games than we do as females. I mean, look at Barcelona or Man United. Look at how many games that they were playing in their year leading up to World Cup. You know, and I think there's something to be said for, you know, being like, we were not in the final in 2007. We were this year. Why? Because all these players have been getting week in, week out games, competitive games for the last 3 years. So
that's a great point.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a testament. And like, there's girls that I played with this year that never would have gotten a chance in the national team if they hadn't had the WPS. You know, the Becky Edwards and Brittany Box, they all got called in to camp. So I think there's so much to be said for the league giving opportunities to players. Lori Lindsay, first year at Philadelphia Independence, you know, she had a great year and she was called back into the national team and into the national frame. She hadn't been in the frame for probably 5 or 6 years. So I think it gives a lot of players an opportunity and gives U.S. soccer just a breeding ground where they can just look at every player and give opportunity to everybody. So, and not to mention for the future, you know, like, obviously, you know, I want a season for me, but I want a season for the kids that I'm coaching right now. Like, I just took this phone call, I'm coaching right now, I've got to go run back out there after this. But, you know, for kids like that to have someone to look up to and, you know, aspire to those goals, even if they don't reach them, they can still have good role models and dreams. So,
well, Alex, let's talk about what needs to happen going forward. Obviously, we've mentioned about the petition. You can get that. You can sign it by going to our Facebook page, facebook.com/radiosoccer. There's a link to it there. Click it and sign the petition for U.S. Soccer to sanction WPS. What league options are there right now? Obviously, is there any chance a sixth team could go away? I mean, Joe and I were speculating about Ottawa because they are the best team in the W League, and they're in the East Coast, and they have a good, solid player pool and a good, solid ownership. I mean, is there any chance that might play a possibility, or do you try to get the U.S. Soccer to sanction the five-team league?
I mean, I think at this point they're looking at just trying to have them sanction the five-team league, but I don't, you know, I'm not privy to some of that information with expansion, but I do know firsthand from our experience, you know, we already had an infrastructure in place, and it was very chaotic trying to get the season ready for last year, you know, just in that short time. And, you know, I think a lot of people underestimate how much work goes into it, and it's not just, oh, that person's a billionaire, they can take care of it. Well, you know, there's a lot of responsibility and ownership and time that goes into this. It's not like, you know, the owners just plunk down their money and that's it. There's a lot that goes into this. They have board calls constantly and decisions that need to be made. It's very time-consuming, and not to mention all the work that goes into fielding a team and a coach and just all of that venue. So, I'm hoping that they allow it for a five team. I know that there was Hartford was interested, but I think that they're pretty much, they said that they wanted 2013. And you don't want to be in a situation where you're forcing someone to, you know, yeah, well, we really need you for this year. And then something happens and it backfires. I mean, we've seen firsthand what's happened with that in the past. You know, last year we felt under pressure to get a six team, and look what happened with that situation. So, you know, we want it to be the right fit, and that's really important. So, I mean, I have no idea what they'll plan on doing. If they say no with five teams, I'm not really sure. You know, that's up to the owners and what they decide to do. So,
well, again, if everybody out there in Rochester who is in the listening audience who has watched a WPS game, these women are absolutely incredible. I mean, this is some of the most entertaining soccer that we've seen in Rochester in a long, long time. And I know for Joe and I, we want this league to stay around. We want the Flash again next year. We want to be able to see these great players, the top players in the world of women's soccer, right here in Rochester. So, again, sign that petition. Tell U.S. Soccer we want the WPS to stay in existence for 2012 and improve on 2011, because I think it's going to be even bigger this year. But, Alex, we're running out of time. We wish you all the best of luck. We're certainly going to be watching this very closely. And by next Monday, I guess we may have an answer of what exactly is going to happen.
Yeah, just keep spreading the word. Put it on your Facebook, Twitter. Send emails to U.S. Soccer. Do everything that you can. And, you know, we thank you for the support. And hopefully we can reach them, you know.
Thanks a lot, Alex. We appreciate
Thanks
it.
For having me on.
Please keep us informed, okay?
Yeah, see you guys.
Okay, bye-bye. Alex Salen here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, president of the Western New York Flash. Let's thank Alex, AJ Cesare, Andrew Hoxie from the Lancers and the Rhinos, and Eric Trendle, Rich Randall, all the people at the Lancers for helping us out with the show, and of course, Dick Howard as well. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Siriani and Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL, taking care of things there. Be with us again next Monday night at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL. and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. For Joe Sirianni, I'm Andrew Battisti. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Home, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.